Having machlokes in the Gemara and about the pasuk leman yedu der seichen ki besukas a shaftes mei shol b'tzi ois l'meretz yitzayim, that in our Gemara it has Rabbi Kiva says it means sukas mamish, and Rabbi Leza says it means an ani akavod. Right? There is a girsa fakaret. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says an ani akavod. It was the sukas mamish, but that's the girsa we have in our Gemara. The keach I think brings it the opposite way. There might have been a different girsa. That Kach says Rabbeinu says Sukkos Naim Shabbat Kiva says an Ani Akavod. We have it that Rabbeinu Kiva says Sukkos Naim Shabbat Kiva says an Ani Akavod. I said a little bit bothered that why the Paiskim seem to pass in an Ani Akavod. It's usually Lacha Ker Rabbeinu Kiva Lachaveriv and usually Rabbeinu Shmuti. But Rashi says Sukkos Shabbat an Ani Akavod. That's what they bring, and even the Targum Unkelus, who said it, who was coming from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe that's why. When Rabbi Lezer says, an Ani Akavod, it says, Uncle is Tirgim, Mr. Tayyab, Bifnei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. But he said that, V'dil di'in d'reichem, metalos anani, estevis asnei yisrael, v'hugash v'mitzayim, metalos anani, right? Sukkos of ananim, sukkos of clouds, that state an Ani Akavod. So, Rabbi Snachalia, yeah. So the shaila is a very interesting machlokes bach and taz, because it goes into the shaila an ani akavod we understand, right? But what exactly is sukkos mamish? When was the sukkos? What's the significance in the sukkos? What happened with the sukkos? Like what's pasha taich in sukkos mamish? That's not so easy, not so clear, right? Now there's another interesting machlokes in the pasuk like this. When it says, "Leman yedu sechem b'sukkos shabtis meyasel v'tzi oisem eretz Mitzrayim," does that mean that the derisechem have to know? And we're going to learn from this thing, "Leman yedu derisechem" means that you have to know it b'shasu in the sukkah, and this is the makor of the mitzvah sukkah, right? That's pasuk taish in the pasuk. Does that mean that part of "Leman yedu" is that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Well, no. "Leman yedu" is that the sukkos shabti. And Mitzias and Mitzrayim is just the time of it. But the Iker Sukkos is for the Sukkos, either Nani HaKavod or the Sukkos Mamish. And Mitzias and Mitzrayim is just the frame of reference. Well, no, the Iker is Mitzias and Mitzrayim. The Iker is to remember Mitzias and Mitzrayim. And this is how we remember Mitzias and Mitzrayim, because we sit in the Sukkos. So remember the Sukkos that were there in Mitzias and Mitzrayim. And the male, that's how we remember Mitzias and Mitzrayim. What's the Taitch of the Pasuk that also seems to be a Machloikas Hafeskin. And the Bach says like this, and to Shalat Taitsha the Bach. The Bach starts with the Pasuk, Vesukas Taitsha Shivas, I'm sorry, the Torah. The Torah starts with the Pasuk, Vesukas Taitsha Shivas Yamim, Leman Yedu Der Sechen Ki Vesukas Hashav Dish Meir Seo Betzi Yas Samaritan Mitzrayim. That's the words of the Pasuk. Tola Akasav Mitzvah Sukkah Betzi Yas Mitzrayim. Lechen Habe Mitzvah, and he explains why Betzi Yas Mitzrayim is so important. But what does he mean, Tola Akasav Mitzvah Sukkah Betzi Yas Mitzrayim, and what's he discussing? The Bach learns that the Torah is saying that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah to remember an Ani HaKavod, because otherwise we'd make another mitzvah for the bear, and another mitzvah for the man, and a mitzvah for the swav, and that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Tzius and Shayim. So we only make one thing, and that reminds us of the Tzius and Shayim. Right? So then he says, Derech Agav, that according to Rabbi Kiva, maybe it's Taka the Sukkos Mamish. He doesn't explain why. Like, why should you remember the Sukkos Mamish? Maybe we keep it Taka the Sukkos and the Tzius and Shayim is just the reference. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that it's also an Ani HaKavod, can't be it's just an Ani HaKavod. It's just the Echatimsa to remember the Tzius and Shayim. So that's what he says. That's why the Torah then asks the question that why is it in Nisan and not in Tishrei? Because if it's for the Sukkos, so good. That's not so Shrei. I mean, but if it's Tzius and Shayim, Tzius and Shayim was in Nisan. So mainly that's what we have to know. Why is it in Tishrei? So mainly says it's Teres, the famous Teres of the Torah, that if you do it in Tishrei, in Nisan, it doesn't look nicker that you're doing it for the mitzvah, because it's the start of the summer. You're going to go out and temporary houses, Mashen Kain, that's what the Bach learns. And the Taz learns completely the opposite. The Taz learns that the mitzvah of Sukkos for the Sukkos, it's for Nanei HaKavod. Tola Akosav, he's just saying, if so, so why mention Tzius and Shayim? And they say it's kind of religious way too, so why mention Tzius and Shayim? Teretz is, you want to also remember Tzius and Shayim. It's a good idea by all these mitzvahs to remember Tzius and Shayim also, but But the main thing is Besuchus. And Faked, and that's only like Rabbi Eliezer, if you hold it's an Ani HaKavod, it's an Ani HaKavod, something to thank Hashem about. So the main thing is an Ani HaKavod, and it's Tola HaKos of Yitzhiz and Shayim, and that's why the Torah will explain why we also throw in Yitzhiz and Shayim. But really, the main thing is the Ani HaKavod. And Faked, he says, according to Bekiva, Sukkos Mamish, what's that? Sukkos Mamish just means it's a Hechatimzit to remember Yitzhiz and Shayim. So then he says, Faked. So according to Bekiva, it's to remember Yitzhiz and Shayim, because that's Sukkos Mamish. So it's very good why it's this way. You know, we have the Yom Tov Nisan, right? So we don't have to put the Sukkah for Nisan. You know what I'm saying? We have the Yom Tov. So let's make another one, right? Every 6 months, we make a grand Yitzhiz and Shayim remembrance. So that's a sensible thing. Right? You got to remember Shayim all year, right? So every 6 months, we make a whole remembrance Shayim. But the point of us is an Ani HaKavod, so now Vakasha, what's that special of this way? There it is, because now it's the winter, so now it's more nicker. But that's what he says. Very, very interesting that the learning Ramesh said the Prima Gadim Shtelzach on this, and he says, Lefizeh, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. He says, Lefizeh, she mechavim both. She mechavim and Ani HaKavod, and she wasn't mechavim and she's in Shayim to be able to both these two Kavanas. Now, the what taka does it mean, Sukkos Mamish? I mean, you have the Taz of Shabbos. Sukkos Mamish just means that they did it by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rekach says something very interesting, which Achreinim bring. They bring Achreinim, they bring it. A very interesting, most people don't know about it. He brings the Yesh Mefarshim, but this seems to be the only Makar to it, that the Sukkos Mamish was when they went and fought with Sichon and Ahik. And then they sat in Sukkos. Because normally they didn't sit in Sukkos, they sat in Neholim. Right? And they had an Ani HaKavod, so that wasn't Sukkos. The Sukkos was, and why is it called Beitzi Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim? It's a little bit short, 40 years later. But he says it, you know, it says a Shehika Meshub Neishol B'Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. It says L'Gai B'Shichim V'Aig. So actually, it was still called Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were still on the way coming from Mitzrayim. So it's, and what's the Inyan? And what's the Inyan of these sukkahs that they were made? So I think the Ibn Ezra says, if I remember correctly, that the pshat is that you have to remember, Yechayadim, she brings down this thing about the Sichon Va'ig business, and others also, and the Levush, I think, brings it down also. If I remember correctly, the Indian is like this, that we have to remember that we're talking about the people in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to remember Eretz Yisrael wasn't ours like from birth, and right? It so was the Abish's present to us. In other words, we didn't always have the Nachlas of the Karim and Eretz Yisrael. We started off in Eretz Yisrael with the Sukkos, and we're able to be Kavish Eretz Yisrael and get to the Batim in Eretz Yisrael. So it's more like a Kara that you know, kind of like to remember where we were to give a Kara Satev to what we ended up becoming. You know, the mind is taking the Sukkos this afternoon, right? Now you have the house and this and that. You have to remember the bungalows that you were there when you first came in to Eretz Yisrael. You didn't have anything, and now David gave you all this. That's the right. Then I understand very good why it's Tesvav Tishrei, because that's the Chag HaAsif. That's when you really see the bounty and everything. And right, that's what Sukkos Mamish. That would explain why. Okay, the Torah should explain with an Ani HaKavod. As opposed to Sukkos Mamish, it's very good. But there's not, I'm saying, the Taz is saying it means Tzias and Shayim, but he also says that it's good, but we're saying this. Then there's another Mahalach, which I don't remember the Makar to it right now. I know there's a Makar, there might be more than one Makar, but there's another Mahalach, that I don't bring it down, that the Sukkos really means the tents. In other words, it means the non-permanent houses that they went to Adam and Shayim. That's the Sukkos. Right, so why are we thanking Hashem for the tents? What's so good about tents? Then we have much better things, right? So the tarot is because it's not, we're not thanking Hashem. It's the one neighbor there is Hashem. And the pshat is that we have to remember that Klal Yisrael didn't start off in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, there's one nekuda like we're saying about that to give thanks to Hashem, but there's another nekuda also that forget. That the Matthias of Klal Yisrael is not for Gashmis, and the Matthias of Klal Yisrael is for Ruchnias, to have a Kesher with the Evishtha which you don't need all the gashmis of Eretz Yisrael. So even though Avada, we're going to use it for Avodas Hashem, and that's going to be part of our kesher with the Eibishter. But the real kesher is, could even be in the Midbar, that even without any gashmis b'chol, without the Nachlas Adav Akarim, the Vesukas HaShafti, that's the Metzius of Kal Yisrael. That's coming Lafuke, the Vayishman Yeshurim Vayivot, that the chat is that after having everything, you know, you have all these Batim Tevim, Tevim, Vesev, Amaita, Vavecha, Kecha, Vetsimodi, Yasa, Sechai, Lazeh, Sechai, Tis, Hashem, Vavecha. Now the chat is to remember that all these things are not part of what we are, part of what we need. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we were there, the Sukkos is a plain. I think, you know, it's a good Josh Zichar, but I think it's even Ma'im Mekapshat, I think it's Richtig, right? They have the Taz of Pshat. I think the one Makaris to it, I just don't remember now what it was. But you have the Taz of Pshat, the Tzukas Mamish, is just to remember you to use Mitzrayim. You have the Pshat of the Rekeach, which the Ibn Ezra, that the Pshat is the Tzukas Mamish, is to remember the Kibush, to remember that their soul came with the Kibush. You have the Pshat of the Tzukas, and remember that the Pshat is that Kali Yisrael didn't need all the Gashmias, all the Zachan that they have, and they were tzefidin with the Eivishter, they had a Metzias Ruchni. And we have to remember it and relive it. To remember and relive the Metzius Ruchni that Kali Yisrael is supposed to have, that's the Ikka by us, not the dearest Kavah, not the dearest Sarai. But good, but it sounds like Halacha L'maisa, Meret Halacha here. It doesn't sound like that we Paiskin Paskin Sukkos Mamish. It sounds like the Psak is an Ani HaKavad, the Vada is Eilu Veil Devikim Chayim, and the Vada, but the Ikka thing is either an Ani HaKavad, which is also a Gaal B'Gazach, or Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Now with an Ani HaKavad Gufa, see the Taz brings, the Bach brings down, again not the part that they bring, but the Bach brings down the Kasha, one, they make an Ani HaKavad of a floor, right? There was an Ani HaKavad, they had on all four sides, and they had on top to protect them from the sun, and they had the floor to, so wanted to make an Ani HaKavad of the floor. So the Bach Sulzi Yitasli, it's good, because he learns that an Ani HaKavad Gufa is only Zech of Yitzhak Shayim. So you don't need all that Ani HaKavad. You have one an Ani HaKavad, and you remember from the Yitzhak Shayim. So you don't need the Ani HaKavad of the floor. But good. I'll confront him. Whatever the Teretz is, but there was a chat, though, that this Yesh Machkar, if an Ani HaKavad was packed an Anam that protected Kali Yisrael, and that's the side of an Ani HaKavad, which is a Gaal B'Gazach, the Shem's protection, and that the Ani HaKavod, and they live with the Ani HaKavod. Some of the Ani HaKavod themselves, if they lived in the Midbar, and they're able to, and some also called Evol Simalecha, Ragachoy B'Tzeik, and the Ani HaKavod also could be more on the care that the Eibishter gave them. You could mix in the Be'er and the Ma'an Ukadayma all together with the Ani HaKavod. But Kudni is another pshat in the Ani HaKavod, the Ashur HaSashkina. We know the Ani HaKavod is Ashur HaSashkina, not the Ani HaKavod that the physical needs. But the Anam was Ashur HaSashkina, which is a different thing. See, I wanted to say that with the Gayin, you know, they have here in the back the famous Gayin, that the Gayin was trying to say that the Ani HaKavod of Zundar down to Tesvav Tishrei, the Gayin says, because he says that the Ani HaKavod, they lost the Ani HaKavod by the Chet HaEgel, and this is what he says. It's a shigul chiddush to me. I never understood this too well. He said Moshe came down on Yom Kippur, and then he was mitzava melechus and mishkan, and they brought bebeika. It's another 2 days. It's Yud Gimel, and Yedala they brought it to Moshe. And this love they started va'oz chazru anani covered. I don't know why. Man of shach, if the anani covered were waiting for the mishkan, so they really would have to wait for Rishchaydish Nisan, and that's taka when the Kveir Hashem Nirvanan came. Right? If the Ani HaKavod were coming because of the tzivah of the Mishkan, so why not on Yom Kippur? Why would you have to wait for Sukkos? It's for me Sukkos Shvarech. When Mechat Heshe to start when they started making the Melechus Mishkan, that's when the Ani HaKavod should come back. No, Avah Gayin, Kenneth Shvarech and Shufel, I knew it, that Ani HaKavod came back on Tesla of Tishrei because of this judgment. Good. But Zagich, this Ani HaKavod, right, this Anani HaKavod that came back, the Ikavot came back with some was Ashur HaSashkina. That's the Chayyid Yisrael, that they were Nizufim because of the Maisha Egel, right, that there wasn't the Shkina B'Neim. The Stama, the Abom Shana, they had the Anani HaKavod to protect them from the Shrav and the Shemesh, Mestama was there after the Chayne Egel also. I'm not sure. I didn't see the Mekayri. So Mestama says not the way. He says Nostalko Anonim. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, so what happened? I mean, they were exposed to the elements. So, maybe in a chinami. But Mugishmak to learn that the Nanei Akavod is a Chazaris and Nanei Akavod. I remember, I think Rav Noshan used to say that he wanted to know that if you're not going to thank Hashem for the original Nanei Akavod because they were gone by the Egel, so why are you thanking Hashem for these Nanei Akavod? Also, they didn't get out here anymore. So his very typical him type of answer is, no, these are Nanei Akavod, stay forever. Once we had Yom Kippur, we get back, and the Fluna Niva Amcha, and we're together in that, these are Nanei Akavod, always there. No matter what, they never got. And that's good for why, that's what we make the circus about. And this Yizuch also learning that Nanei Akavod means the Shoras Hashchina, the special connection we have with the Eivishter, even if we don't have that Nanei B'Payel. But there's always deep down the Nanei Akavod, the Shkacha Pratis, or whatever it is, that's never going to leave. That was the Yisrael of Yom Kippur, and that's what we're celebrating on Sukkot, and that's the connection of Yom Kippur to Sukkot, with the Mechilas Havainis, and that. So that could be Pshat and Nanei Akavod. Yeah, again, I'm Beret Malacha, if the Nanei Akavod that you're thinking is partially the physical Nanei Akavod that David should protect them for the period of time they were in the middle with the Nanei Akavod, or the Nanei Akavod is more a mystical Nanei Akavod, that's Rosh Hashanah, which could be we're still benefiting in some way now also. All right, that was with Sukkot Mamash and the Nanei Akavod. So let's talk a little bit about the other shmuz here, that the Bach says something very interesting. I also never understood it well. They say it over a lot, that the three mitzvahs that it says l'man in the Torah, right? It says by tzitzis l'man tizku v'ashishin komet tzoyseh. It says by tfil l'man tiyat teres Hashem b'ficha. And it says by sukkah l'man yidu teresechem. So he says the word l'man means that's a din in the mitzvah. You have to do it for that reason. And that's why the Tur is Medayik in the Tur. Those three mitzvahs, the Tur goes in his marach about the Kavanah mitzvah, which he doesn't do by other mitzvahs. He could have been marach about Shefer, what the Kavanah is, and all the Gezachin, and other mitzvahs, the Chveis, the Yishayim, and other mitzvahs, right? But Teresh, the Tur is Halacha. But the man, that tells you that that's part of the thing. But like Avesha pointed out, the Bach is a mashman and it's ma'akev, the Prima God is mefurish that it's not ma'akev. But it means that it's, I guess, more integral. And it bothers me a little bit. I mean, the Bach again, again, it's being enough the Bach. But a lot of mitzvahs are done by Iker as Eidos, right? Matzah. Right? Matzah, Terry says that it's, right? And we say, Matzah, Zubashachem, Ashim, Ashim, Sushim, Vitekim, Salvinu. Doesn't say the word Laman, but why is the word Laman like a big thing here? I mean, a lot of times, right, the mitzvah is done for a reason. I mean, even Mezuzah, which doesn't say exactly what it's done for, but the Hemshach of the Pesukim is pretty clear. That the mezuzah is to remind you of the yeshayinus of the Torah, whatever it is. It's like, it's very clear. It says, you know, do right, understand. It means it's part of the olive avecha that you know you have to internalize the Hashem's message by putting it on your door. Right? I'm saying that the mitzvah said it clearly. Adius, what's the chiluk that he's saying that the word l'man makes it different is interesting. Is definitely a shtikalah. And the pashas halacha l'maisa, like the Mishabur brings it, like the Prima Gadim, that it's not ma'akev in the mitzvah. Now, there's then, the Bikur Yankov says not the way. The Bikur Yankov says he thinks it's ma'akev. He thinks it's ma'akev. But he says, he brings the Prima Gadim, it says, Mr. Sikh's Kavanah, he means Kavanah Lachis. But he says, the Torah tells you, B'prati is the Kavanah. Like the Bach says, Yesh Leim, Afil B'Yevel Yatsa, and he brings Yishtel Su, Kolayim Neshesh V'Amiel V'Peshlech Yatsa Dechavase, which the Bach doesn't even put it on his list, because he only has the laments. But even Kolayim Neshesh V'Amiel V'Peshlech Yatsa Dechavase, the Ran says it means that the Ayyats is just, this is just not a Mitzvah Ketikuna, right? But he says maybe there's difficulty, it's Midar Abonim, but here it's Midar Aysa. It's a Shikos Fair. Like we're saying, but I mean, because don't say Laman, but the Maestro it says that the Maestro is to be Meir on Kibbechi Pazin. What's it, Laman or Kibbechi Pazin? I don't have that erased. And besides, in Brisk they say from the Rambam is Mashman that Layotze De Chavase is going on Tzipitzis Mitzrayim. Now, going on the Mitzvah Matzah or Pesach or Maariv. It's going on Mitzvah Siv between Shayim. Mitzvah Shayim was said by Vorezeh that the Mitzvah Shayim was supposed to be, and it's like a mashma that way, that you're supposed to tell your children that we do these mitzvahs in order to, and that's all part of Siv between Shayim, that not only tell them about Pesach, but tell them these mitzvahs are being Maariv and Pesach, that they should experience the Siv between Shayim with the edus that Hashem gave on the Siv between Shayim. But it's not a din in the mitzvah. And Lechaya, the Raya, big Raya, is Kafa Parashim, if you all mitzvah say, Shaykh Simani Yetzah. Right? It doesn't, so the Chayyim and them state that it, without Kavanah, altogether you ate to the mitzvah. All right, but one other thing that they have, one Shtickel Torah, they bring from Reb Chaim, Kenzain, that, what was the Shtickel, that list, that there's a spear in Rambam. The Rambam holds Kafah Bashim, he's passing the Yatsa. But the Rambam says by Shafer, you do need Kavanah Lachis, Al Kapanah by Shemeya Mashmiya. The Shal Edel in the Ram. The different Mishnayim speak about it, and Achrayim also speak about exactly what the Pshat Nevi is. But the Ram's Mahalach is that all over you need Mitzvah Sukkos Kavana, but Matzah is different because Shekein Nene. Which is a little bit shver, Agav, this idea that Shekein Nene should take care of Kavana. I sort of stifle asked this question, and Taka asked a good answer, and I'm going to both Pshatim. So there's two Pshatim, why Shekein Nene? Right? Masas B'chlam V'ray is Chayiv Shekein Nene. Right, normally it's dimasafsik. If you don't know that you're doing that there, pater. Echelam v'arayis, even though you don't know you're eating chayil, you think you're eating something else, you don't know you're being boiled on air, you think you're boiled his wife, but dichay. Why? Shekei nene. What's the vart? What's the vart? What's shekei nene? So there's one pshat, the Elam says of Echon and others, and the pshat is that by nene, the is that there is not the maisa, that there is the metzias of doing it. That's a shekei nene. If you need a maisa, so maisa that kavan is not a maisa. But if you need the metzias, right, the eating is just the metzias of it going down your throat. That's the yisaid of shekei nene. Shekei nene is like came like mitzvah shebegufa. You know, like you can make a shliach to do a maisa. You can't make a shliach for something in your goof, like to put on tefillin. The shliach puts on tefillin, but it's not on your head. It's on his head. It's like he put in a maisa. You have a mitzvah, right? That's one mahalach of shekei nene. Other mahalach of shekei nene is that you need kavana in order to be over the aver, right? But that's because without your mind's participation, you're not over. But if you have nenes, that's also enough participation of the mind, estatvus and efesh, to, you know, nene replaces kavana. Whatever kavana does, nene replaces kavana. Right? Not the pshat that, you know, not the, in other words, it's two malachim and masasik and shekei nene, fine. But it's just either way, even according to both malachim, Shekei Nene means that it's your Maisa. You own this Maisa. You did it. Right? But Mitzvah Sukkos Kavanah is, even if you have full Kavanah to do the Maisa, but you don't have Kavanah to do L'shem Mitzvah, you're not Yetzer, right? By Averus, you don't have such a thing. Someone has Kavanah to eat Chalev, or to do a Maisa Averus, whatever it is. There's no Kavanah to do L'shem Averus. Okay, he doesn't want the Averus. Doesn't matter, right? Why did you do the Maisa, right? You can't do an Averus. Without, you're doing a veir without nothing a veir shirchus kavanah, right? Saying in chal shabbos, saying no, I really don't want this chal shabbos at all. I have to do it for private reasons. There's no such thing, right? By mitzvahs, even if you have full kavanah to do the ma'aseh, you're willing to shave it to keil shir, you have kavanah for the ma'aseh, but you need more. You need kavanah for the mitzvah. What does shekei nene give you kavanah for the mitzvah? Shekei nene gives you kavanah. It's your ma'aseh. So you ate it, fine. Even if you mechamet eat it, but if you weren't mechamet eat the same mitzvah, you're not yetzer. So what's the shekei nene? But anyway, that's what the Ran says. So the voice from Reb Chaim is, if you want to know, we'd see, according to the shikl, if you eat in the sukkah the first night, and you're not mechamet on the same mitzvah, you say shekei nene. Because when I see eating, he's eating matzah, he's eating in the sukkah. So Reb Chaim says no. Because eating matzah, the mitzvah is just to eat this matzah. That's the mitzvah, to eat. Especially the first pshat. Might be totally on the two pshat there, but especially the first pshat, shekei nene, that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of eating. Say the mitzvah is of eating. Hashem can hear, you need eating to mekayim the mitzvah, but the site of the mitzvah is the yeshiva sukkah. The yeshiva sukkah is something which you have to do. It's not, there's no shekei nene by yeshiva sukkah. You have to have kavanah for the yeshiva sukkah. That was the shtickle. Yeah, but Agav, good. The name, but Agav, there is another shmuz. Maybe they'll speak about it in subsequent chaburis. That the shaila is right. Good, you come home from shul. Here we find a lot of things. Right, there's a person will come home from shul. Sukkos night, And Stam, good, okay, we're eating in the sukkah instead of the house, it's good. You have to have Mechavim for Nani HaKavid, you have to have Mechavim for Chiz Nishayim, that's Mechavim Zayin and Pishul, all right. So let's say someone eats the Suda, and after he eats the matzah, after he eats the challah, whatever it is, he then remembers that there's a mitzvah on the first night with Zunda to eat for the first night, right? There's a mitzvah sukkah all 7 days, right? They come Yontif in the morning, Shabbos, right? There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So you're eating the regular Yontif Suda, and you're eating in the sukkah because you have, you're not eating the house, you have to eat in the sukkah, right? But then on the first night, there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. Right? Even if you don't want to eat altogether, there's a mitzvah to go eat a kazayis in the sukkah, let's say. Right? Even if you had the Suda ready, it was raining, you had the Suda, and then now it stopped raining, so you have to go to the sukkah and eat the kazayis in the sukkah, right? So let's say you didn't have kavana for that mitzvah. You forgot. Forgot there was such a mitzvah. Could be, right? A lot of people could forget there's such a mitzvah to eat the first night. I mean, when it's raining, then you remember because you have to know about mitzvah and that. But otherwise, you could totally forget about it, right? There's a lot going on, right? So Shaila is, does that mean is there a mitzvah kavana v'chay gavna? See, normally it's not such a problem mitzvah kavana because normally, right, let's say you put on tefillin and you forgot you don't have kavana, right? You're dreaming about something else. Well, good. Mr. Bruce talks about it. He says, as long as that's the only reason why you have to do it, that's called mitzvah shiyus kavana. He says, of course, it's the Indian to have kavana, or the mitzvah bezunda, but that's not leikuva, right? It's only all the cases of mitzvah saying shiyus kavana, you did it for a different reason, right? But here, even though you were eating in the sukkah because of the sukkah, but you didn't remember that it was the mitzvah bezunda eating, so it might be totally, if it's the same mitzvah or a different mitzvah, maybe we'll speak about it, maybe it'll be they will be there in the other chavrusa, about kapanim. But that's, I think, in brisk, they try to be marked. They tell each other in brisk, you know, saying the father, before he makes kiddush, he wants everyone, or before they wash their mitzvah, he wants. Which should be eight to the mitzvah that we learn after Teshlov, Teshlov, and Chagamatzis, to eat the kazayas. Now, just like Pesach, you know, like we sit there and we eat that kazayas as they can. To eat it, you know, it's not masuda, he's just eating kazayas, the same mitzvah. It could be if it's Yashim Gevei, then already it is Mechol, the Mitzvah Sukkah, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll be telling that. So Mechlekes, yeah. All right, good. Very good.